Former New Zealand cricketer Gavin Larson with us today. Thank you so much for talking to us, Gavin.
Pleasure.
You've been part of the organisation here for this World Cup. What have been the challenges and how has been your experience so far?
Lots of challenges. A big role, really broad, really deep sort of role. So I look after the pure cricket operations side of the tournament across the seven New Zealand venues. So that's all about training facilities, the grounds themselves, the pitch, the outfield, all the facilities for the players and the match officials, and I also look after the logistics around the teams, so our team services area as we call it. So that's all about getting teams from A to B, flights and accommodation and baggage and travel and that.
Right. You've been part of three World Cups with the New Zealand team, so as an administrator, how do you see a World Cup different from when you saw it as a player?
Yeah, you look at it through a different lens, and I freely admit that it took me a few months to really comprehend the scale of what we're dealing with. It's massive, it really is, and it's so much bigger than my early tournaments, 92, 96 in particular. And times move on and they get bigger and greater scale, and the commercial side of the game becomes more and more important. As a player, you don't comprehend what is actually happening in behind the scenes. You turn up at an airport, you expect your bus to be there, you jump on your bus, you go to a hotel, you go to a training, you play your game, and then the caravan sort of rolls on. Whereas what I fully appreciate now is the scale of this tournament and the complexities that are involved in pulling it all together.
Well, the game has also changed on field, and you were a very, very economical bowler in your days, and obviously now it's all different with two dew balls and change in fielding restrictions. How do you see the game from your time and how tough it has become for the bowlers in terms of the balance between bat and ball?
Oh, look, everything evolves and usually for the better, and I think it has with cricket. We're in the entertainment business. I look out here today and look at Seddon Park in Hamilton, and we've got a capacity crowd. We've got a fantastic Indian team in town, and we've got a great associate team in Ireland, and we've got a good game on our hands. We're in the entertainment business, and I look out here today and I go, we're entertaining. And I can honestly say that I think we've done that since ball one of this tournament. Every game in New Zealand, in my mind, has been a success. We've had really good quality pitches and outfields. That to me is a baseline starting position, because you've got to give the players the tools in which to present their skills. So very, very pleased with the way things have panned out to date. But at the same time, we've got to keep this really positive momentum going, because the stakes will get higher as we head towards the finals.
Right. Final couple of questions. How would you bowl in today's time? New Zealand don't really need any advice. They're going pretty well. But how would you bowl, what advice would you give to the bowlers in the last 10 to 15 overs to get the runs down?
I'd probably have a hamstring injury and refuse to bowl, because the pitches are definitely better.
Yeah.
They're quicker, they're more bouncy. And the old traditional back of a length, hit the top of off stump bowler has pretty much, I think, almost disappeared now in terms of one day cricket, because a team needs to attack the whole way through the 50 overs, because everything is really loaded up in favour of the batsman. The only way to contain is actually to attack and to take wickets. And I think we saw that really, really well illustrated today with the Indian team here. Ireland got a really good start, but India kept coming at them, and then the wickets started falling and they pulled the run rate back. So to answer your question, how would I bowl? You need a lot of variations, particularly if you're only bowling at mid 120s or 130k. Lots of variations, and in particular, you've got to keep the batsman thinking.
Right. How much of it is an impact of T20 cricket in terms of both the batting and the bowling?
Positive. I think it's a really positive impact. We don't even blink now when we see a batsman reverse sweeping or switch hitting or innovating. When we first saw that in one day cricket, everyone sort of went, oh no, what's going on here? What's happened to our game? But now it's become part and parcel. And if someone gets out, to a reverse sweep now, there's not even a comment made, because it's just part and parcel of the game. So I think T20 cricket's had a massive, massive role to play, both as its own entity, but also the positive impact it's had on 50 over cricket. I think 50 over cricket is It's incredibly vibrant at the moment, and I think this tournament's illustrating that.
Right. Obviously, you're an administrator now, but if I had to ask you, last question, if I had to ask you which are the four semi-finalists at this stage, what would you say?
I think I'd have to go for the two hosts. Yeah. I think New Zealand and Australia are both playing good cricket, and I think in their home conditions, they understand their stadiums, their pitches, and how to win games of cricket in their own country. I think India is in really good shape. I'd certainly go for India. I've been very impressed with their bowling package, I have to say, and that's what I've been really watching that closely, because the batsmen look after themselves. I think they're quality batting lineup and they will consistently score 300. The question for me is whether they would get hit around a bit, their bowling lineup, and it's been their fielding actually as well that's really impressed me. And again today, I thought they did a great job here in Hamilton. The fourth team, I'd probably still go for South Africa, but maybe if they have to square off against Sri Lanka in the quarter, I wouldn't be surprised if Sri Lanka come through either.
Right. Thank you so much, Gavin. Thank you for your time.
All right, pleasure.